mystery UFO kind of, you know, radio shows and stuff like that. But they did have some, you know, conspiracy and geopolitical things and stuff like that as well. So just anything you come across, really, early days of the internet, everything was wild and free.
Yes, you know,
it was wonderful. It was the Wild West, truly the Wild West. I mean, YouTube wasn't around yet. When is that, 2006 or something? When the hell did YouTube show up? 2005, maybe?
Yeah, it was a little bit earlier by then, but it was really shitty to start off. It was really laggy. Shitty. Yeah.
Google Video was around, right? That was before they bought up YouTube. And just crazy stuff. Actually, there was a torrent site that was focused on conspiracy, where I got a lot of documentaries and got a lot of, you know, excellent information and stuff that helped to, you know, open up your mind and stuff like that. But anyway, so I started posting a lot of stuff, news and things, and kind of my friend didn't really kind of, you know, jump on that. So I kind of just took over that site and just started doing more and more news. The site organically just started getting more and more hits and stuff. And eventually, there were some people over in the States that had reached out, and they were doing a radio show. And one of those guys, he offered me a spot on his show. And then the people that hosted that that had the network, they offered me their own show as opposed to just going on his show and stuff. And I did that for about like a couple of weeks. And it was like there was a calling thing. Like I was on the phone and called, you know, called in, and they streamed it out. A BBS radio, I think it was called, or something like that. Anyway, and that. Then we realized, you know, because I was into music and we had gear and all that stuff. So me and my brother, older brother, we realized, hey, we could do this ourselves. We don't have to, you know, call into this number and have a shitty connection. We can actually, we literally built our own little box with a speakerphone where we call and record it. Because again, Skype wasn't around yet. It was very early in that process. Anyway, so we went around the technical issues and we just started doing our own podcast, uploading that to the website, and you know, kind of just grew and garnered more and more you know, views or whatever, or hits, I guess, and that's really how it started. That's really it, you know.
Yeah.